Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 902-713-780-3776. Interesting signing by the Bengals, Riley Reiff. So what does that mean for the draft? What are you going to take?
I did Penei Sewell. I just chickened out. I did Kyle Pitts, my first mock. I did Penei Sewell, the second one. The move that I would personally make would be to fill free agency, which is what they, I guess, they're doing right now a little bit. Riley Reiff, but Riley Reiff could play right tackle, and you could still get Penei Sewell and move Jonah Williams to center or guard. I got to see who their center is, but he can play inside too. So I don't know that that takes Penei Sewell off the board, but I think the smart move is to give yourself an opportunity to get Kyle Pitts there.
Who's an easier guy to find either later in the draft or even next year? A Kyle Pitts or Penei Sewell?
Penei Sewell. I don't think you're going to see many Kyle Pitts running around football. 6'6", 250. We'll run a 4.49 40. Incredible ball.
You think
skills.
He'll be less than 4.5?
I think he's got a chance. I'd heard he'd work. I think more than likely he'll finish.
If he's less,
I think he'll be a 4.54.
If he's a 4.5 guy, isn't that like in Mike Evans territory?
Yeah,
and
he's
but
a
bigger?
Big receiver.
Yeah. Why wouldn't the Dolphins take him at 3 if he runs that well?
I thought about it, and I think he is in play for the Dolphins because he then becomes. You play Will Fuller outside or from the slot. You can make Devontae Parker a big slot, a possession slot. You can play Kyle Pitts from the slot and just have Parker and Fuller outside, and then you got Gesicki. You can mismatch in so many different ways. Like, to me, Pitts, but Jamar Chase. So you also have Devontae Parker, who's a free agent after this next year. Or a potential cap cut, one of the other.
Yeah, it's more of a cap cut.
You got Will Fuller, who's on a one-year deal. I just decided, you know what, I'm going to go standard wide receiver here for Miami, just because they do have a pretty good pass-catching tight end. But I don't think Kyle Pitts should be in play at 3. He should be in play at 5 for the Bengals. I think he should be in play for anybody looking for an offensive weapon. He should be in play because to me it's just a big wide receiver. God, I didn't see how the Tom Izzo thing got kind of. What did Tom Izzo do?
I'm sorry,
I got distracted because Tom Izzo on his player.
I know you're distracted. All of a sudden we were talking about
the player
Kyle
was,
Pitts.
I know.
And what the hell?
He looked at the TV and he got distracted.
And Kyle Pitts, don't look at the TV anymore.
Kyle Pitts is a
turn the TV off. Though.
Kyle Pitts is Darren. Kyle Pitts is like Darren Waller, but with even more stuff to him. That's freaky.
Pretty good.
That's freaky. You can find Penei Sewell. I don't even think Penei Sewell is the most talented. Or, I'm sorry, he has the most potential, but he also has a downside. To me, you can find tackles easier than you can find a generational tight end who's a matchup target. That's like, that allows you the weaponry to be able to say, if they have a guy like Mike Gesicki, who was a former indoor volleyball player who can sky like a nightmare in the red zone, and then you have Kyle Pitts, and then you have Will Fuller speed, I'm telling you, that would be, I don't know how Tua couldn't succeed with that. I honestly don't know how. Now, how long does Fuller play? I don't know. We'll see. And then if you at 18, I ended up giving them a pass rusher. I gave him Kwity Paye. But and then if you went back at 18 and said, oh, and you know what? Now we're going to go ahead and grab Travis Etienne. Then you've got potentially the most explosive offense in the AFC.
How about that, Dell? You went from no weapons to...
Be nice. That's why, once again, the Texans are an affiliate. Thank you. Appreciate all the help sending guys up and sending picks over.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, appreciate it. NFL, like, people, fans are like, Najee Harris is the top running back in the draft. Do NFL people believe that? That he's the best running back in the draft?
No, Travis Etienne.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Because the difference is both are good pass catchers. Both can do pass protect. Both are powerful runners. Both have good wiggle. The difference is Travis Etienne, if he gets out in front of you, you're done. Najee Harris can't hit home runs. Also, Najee is an Alabama back, and they're usually considered a lot of times.
Ricky wants to know, who's Miami going to draft, Kyle Pitts or Tom Izzo? No. No.
Oh, no, that was unrelated. That was unrelated. Yeah. That was unrelated. I just let my eyesight look at a TV, and it threw me off my thing.
So Izzo had an issue with one of his players, again, walking off the court at halftime. I mean, they were going at it.
And they had a lead at the half, so I'm not sure what led to it, and they eventually wound up losing the game. But, yeah, second time in two tournaments. Clearly, last year was canceled. But at 19, I think he had a similar issue. I don't. It's the whole debate about old school coaches, new school coaches, what you can and can't do. It's tiring. I don't really care about that. But my thought is, if you put your hands on me, I'm allowed to smush your face. That should just be the rule.
You're allowed to what?
Smush. What? I just as a 6'7", whatever, however big that kid is.
Oh, squish your face.
Smush your face. I'm allowed to just like.
No, if Tom Izzo can put your hand.
Nah,
his hand.
Nah,
he didn't. It hurt him in any way, shape, or form.
I didn't say he did, but I'm just saying.
Stop. You can't squish Tom Izzo's face.
I get to smush your face.
Stop squishing Tom Izzo's face. No. Show some respect.
If you put. Then don't put your hands on
me. What do you
mean
put hands on?
No, if you grab me in a way I don't appreciate, I just get to smush your face.
Hmm.
But you're a germaphobe.
If you put your hands on me in a way I don't like,
you
I
feel
get,
like, but you're me, like that every day though, Dell.
If you put your hands on me in a way I don't like, I get to put my hands on you in a way you don't like. Not the Sean way, allegedly. But just, hey, you grab me, I get to shake you up a little bit. That's all.
They don't want it to be called the Deshaun way.
Well,
the Texans don't want that, contrary to the... Deshaun doesn't want that.
I said allegedly. I'm just pointing. I just think.
I don't do things the Deshaun way.
I like to reciprocate. You grab me in a way I don't like, I get to grab you in a way you don't like. Mm-hmm. Now, fair's fair. Thank you.
What if you're walking away and he tries to get your attention?
If I didn't like it, then he should be able to realize maybe I'll just get his attention a different way, too.
How would you say, excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Do you have a second, sir? Might I borrow some time from you, sir, to give you some coaching?
That's respectful. Yes.
Yes.
And I would turn around and go, what would you like? Sure, coach.
Could I schedule an appointment with you through your assistants?
Matter of fact, let me get some water. I'm a little parched. It is halftime, and we can have a conversation. That's all. Like, I would
please ask and beg of you to play defense.
Well, that's
in this half.
That's a reasonable request.
I don't mean to ask too much of you or to offend your good senses, young man, but would it be possible to cut off the baseline and help side defense when we are funneling to the baseline?
Good day, sir.
And also, help side defense is something that we'd greatly appreciate in the second half. Good day, sir.
As long as I get some blue Gatorade, can you make that happen? That's a reasonable request.
I will find you blue Gatorade.
Then I will cut off the baseline, sir.
I was wondering if you could make the extra pass at the top of the key instead of stalling the ball and taking ill-advised shots. It would most assuredly help our opportunity for victory in the second half against UCLA. If you deem it something that is worthy of your time, please make the ball reversal.
I deem that a reasonable request. I will make that pass. These are the things. That's communication.
That's communication.
Thank you, my good man.
Thank you, sir.
Now let's get out here and win one for the school.
For the Spartans, presented by Rocket Mortgage. Isn't that their title?
That's their title.
Yes.
It's 9/11.
Wait.
Yeah.
The Spartans are now presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Not really. It's what how they're labeled inside their home arena. They actually had to release a statement going, guys, it's just a thing for the arena. This has been done at other places. No, we are not actually.
The headline was, they're now the Michigan State Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Which is
so
lame.
We thought.
But then they had to.
Jim Nance was going to have to say, and a basket by the Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage.
But they had to. They actually had to
corner
come out.
Corner jumper. Good by the Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Spartans by Rocket Mortgage. Go down to the UCLA Bruins. They actually had to come out and tell everyone, look, dummies. This is done in a lot of places, and it's just for our arena. That's all. Now leave us alone.
912 ESPN 97.5, 7378-0-3776. What's done at Texas Custom Patios?
Well, what's done is great patios. And why would you get a patio from any place else when Texas Custom Patios can build you the very best patio out there? And, you know, I want you to understand something now. Patio is a relative term. What they are building is outdoor living spaces. What they're building is outdoor kitchens. What they're building is sunrooms or room extensions. The work that they have, and whether this is something you just want to put on your dream board or whatever, and you want to put it out there and the secret, you want to put it out there and manifest it or whatever, go to TexasCustomPatios.com. What you'll find is that through their financing programs, this is something that you may be able to make a reality at your home. Their design team is amazing. And the build-out itself is going to add tremendous value to your home. In many cases, it'll add not only dollar for dollar, but it will be the deciding factor when it comes to selling your home for top dollar. TexasCustomPatios.com. Make your house a home with TexasCustomPatios.com.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 915 ESPN 97.5, 7378-0377. Horrible thing coming out. Apparently, the men's facilities at the NCAA tournament are much bigger than the women's. In Dallas?
It's not about space, even though the NCAA suggests
that. Well, no,
the
space is gigantic. They
just don't have the equipment. The women don't.
They have one court. The women have one court in a gigantic, I don't know what it is. It looks like a convention center or ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just got one court, no weights, no nothing. I mean, it's terrible.
It was, you know, it came out that the NCAA had provided an adequate space, maybe even above adequate weights for the men at the tournament. And I think it was, I forgot the player's name for Oregon. She goes, I just need to point something out. They had a one rack of free weights, and that was all they had. And she goes, wait a minute. And they're going to blame it on space. And then other players and other staff members of the teams in the area were like, it's not about space. Our court. And then look at all this space. For weights.
No area. There's not enough room in there.
They blamed it on lack of space.
Lack of space.
And they're like, look, when other teams get eliminated, we'll provide you with weights. Like, wait a minute.
Wait.
What? There's all the space in the world. And look, it's a bad look. A very bad look. And one of our friends is very pissed off about it. Oh. Take one guess.
Mary.
Yeah. Look,
Mary, call in.
Mary's in Denver. I don't know if she's calling in.
She's probably listening right now.
No, we got to get to bed at a certain hour to get up for the show. And Mary's in Denver, so it's a time change. I wake up at like, I just get up sometimes randomly during the day.
It's 8:16 there.
No, I'm not talking about,
You don't need to call Mary.
No, I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about yesterday. Like, I'm asleep because I got to get up for the show. I wake up to the text was 4 hours old at like 3 a.m. because I just toss and turn sometimes. It's like 1 a.m. 1:50 our time a.m. And she goes, I'm mad. I was like, what is she talking about? And then I realized, it's that thing. That's how upset she was. I got a text at almost 2 a.m.
What were they going to do with the weights anyway?
Work out. Women work out. Oh, you're not what you say you are.
Are you, though?
I'm an
No, you're not.
I'm an ally.
Are you, though?
You're not.
I'm an ally. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Are you, though?
We have not doubled back to... speaking of ally. We have not doubled back yet to the Deshaun stuff. For those who missed it, the only new thing now is that There are up to 9 potential plaintiffs here, and there's going to be a press conference at 2:30.
Yeah.
It's going to be carried on television anywhere.
Busby said it's going to be a live Facebook stream.
Off his Facebook, probably?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. No, it'll be picked up by all the newscasts, but...
Well, it'll be picked up.
I don't think... It won't be... No, they won't break into live television for it.
Not,
I wouldn't think.
No,
it's Deshaun Watson. But.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
You know... No, I don't think so. That'll be something they just gather digitally, and then they air portions of it. What I'm interested to see is if Deshaun made his is Dick DeGaren going to come? Has Dick DeGaren made a... Or, no, it's Rusty Harden.
Rusty Harden.
Has Rusty Harden made a statement?
No statement. No, Rusty's waiting. Hold. Wait till I... Well, Rusty's like, wait till I find out about these girls first. Well,
Rusty might be waiting for all these women to become public knowledge to him, at least. Maybe not public knowledge to us, but he might want to wait until all 9 of them become some... At least he knows their names first. Then he... Okay. Team, let's start picking apart, picking them apart. I imagine that'll be the strategy.
I assume this guy who sent me this is a lawyer because he's the one who was saying stuff about how he believes that he said, here's my prediction. Deshaun's going to seek help for sex addiction. He'll settle these with confidentiality agreements as part of the settlements. He also said, Rusty will say the victims were coached up by their lawyer to say the same thing. Their lawyer allegedly faked text in the mayor's race. It's out there. Busby is the reason why some doubt, and that's a shame for the women if true, but Busby has an experienced county attorney who dealt with sex crimes on his staff. Her name is Cornelia Branfield Harvey. Her bio is on the website. She is experienced in these matters, which gives these lawsuits greater credibility, in my opinion.
So I don't know. All that could happen.
I don't know how he faked Instagram things, because if those women saved them, then they're there.
Yeah.
Well, you can do...
Well, you're going to be able to go through and find them.
You can do forensics on it to see if it's real.
Yeah, I mean, the screenshots of what he put up on Instagram, they're going to still be in those women's phones if they're real. Messages from Deshaun Watson. So it's going to be pretty easy to prove if those are real or not.
Oh, I could see this whole thing playing out like that. Deshaun will, you know what, settle... He will seek sex counseling.
But he will never admit to any.
No.
He will say, okay, so here's a prediction.
No, nothing. He won't admit
here's
to
a, No, here's a prediction. He could say, I will admit that, or, you know, I need to seek help for, I have a sex addiction I'm working on. We're obviously just totally throwing things out here. But this is something I could see. I have a sex addiction. I vehemently deny that I ever coerced anyone to do anything. I will admit that I... You know, it's something that I have enjoyed, and I know I have a problem or whatever, and I need to get help. Then it's cast differently. You still get to deny it. You can still do a settlement and keep it quiet. I could see that being potentially the best case scenario. Honestly, based on if these numbers keep going up and up and up, I don't know. I could see because Tiger did that.
Yep. Yeah. He absolutely did, and Tiger came back.
Except Tiger was never accused of
what?
Except Tiger was never accused of doing something these women didn't want, right?
No.
Correct.
But guys bounce back. Ben bounce back. Kobe bounce back. Deshaun will bounce. That's all he has to do is play good football. He'll bounce back.
Do you think he misses time because he's in sex rehab?
Like
games?
I think that the league will act, though. I think there's a good possibility. Now, if he goes that route, maybe not because he's admitting they can't because he's got some kind of an addiction, some kind of affliction. I don't think they suspend him for that. There's a chance that he doesn't get suspended if he takes that route.
But how can you legitimately do the work? I put that in quotes. That's the thing everyone says now. Do the work of, you know, fixing your addiction while playing football. Shouldn't all of your attention be on, you know, getting better?
Well, that's what the off season's for.
Well, we'll see. You better sign up right now.
Better hustle.
Yeah, it can't be a 1 month.
No, you can
departure.
You can go. It's not like you spend all day there. You could go for an hour a day.
Isn't rehab a place where you do sequester yourself?
Or you go for an hour a day. You get you get counseling.
So you go for an hour a day, but then for the rest of the time, you can, you know, do all the sex stuff you want to be away from?
No, you're not doing sex stuff. You're learning. You've learned your lesson.
Isn't that part of rehab that you don't have those opportunities?
Or maybe you get married to a nice girl.
That's the other aspect. How does the woman who's written a book, who's kind of trying to gain some fame herself, approach the my boyfriend as a sex addict?
That ain't my business.
How does she approach it?
I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. That's not my business.
Listen.
That's grown folks' business.
You're grown folk, right?
Well, I know that it would probably not be great.
Took a $22 million stone for Kobe to get out of the doghouse.
Well, Kobe was married, though.
No, it wasn't.
$12
million. It was like $9
million. No. I thought it was like $12 million. A pink diamond. I'm pretty sure it was like $12
million. Well, Kobe, he has not married the young woman, so she may not
stay around. Fixing your addiction, not what you said, not Dan.
What? Yeah,
You did say.
I said addiction.
Fixing your addiction. I don't think
he apparently doesn't have a problem with that.
Huh?
He doesn't have an issue with that. He has an issue with an addiction.
No, he said it was sad. I'm sad that you did that.
$4 million.
Oh.
What? 2003 was officially charged with rape. About 2 weeks later, he presented his wife, Vanessa, with a rare 8-carat purple diamond. It was reportedly valued at $4 million?
Oh, I thought it was 12. No. Okay. Well, that ain't. You mean
that
she?
Ain't what? $4 million,
and she took that, just four. Wow.
it's like I have to dodge landmines. Why would you even constantly?
Why would you even bring it up? You know who you're dealing with.
And she took that.
Wow.
Can't believe it.
Well, if you guess if you're poor, that's okay.
Yeah, $4 million diamond. Poor.
Where's Marion Deshaun? Is she gonna be loyal to her QB or to the IG masseuse?
She is listening.
Is she?
I told her that we were having a discussion.
So Mary,
you know what? She's consistent, and she is going to
guess
just like my wife. She is going to listen to women, and it doesn't mean that the man is guilty, but she thinks these charges should be taken very seriously.
This is her response. Well, now I'm also mad about athletes being buttholes. Speaking of, you think that's a double entendre from Mary, considering what we heard about Deshaun?
Since it's Deshaun?
When do I get off this show?
Do you think she read the second one and was like, let me just add in a little flavor to this?
Right. Right. We going to do that, but... Oh, Deshaun's calling.
If you guys missed it, because I don't know how many people heard what you said before. He goes, if my friend was like Deshaun, his ringtone would be, we going to do that butt thing. Which is an actual song.
It is an actual song. It's one of my favorites.
That's a real song?
Yeah.
I've heard it before.
Play it for him.
I'll play it.
That sounds like a Cajun song.
It is a Cajun song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Where you play that little washboard thing?
Yeah.
I don't like. Isn't that how it goes?
That's Kid and Play.
We going to do that bot thing. We going to do that bot thing.
That's what this song is called?
I don't like swimming. I just like chasing them big butt women. We're going to do that butt thing.
Now that you've heard it, Lance, do you think it's an appropriate ringtone if Deshaun Watson was calling you?
No, I don't think it's an appropriate thing. Should have just settled.
He should have just settled. He made a huge mistake.
The biggest just pay mistake them all in the off. World.
Just pay them all off. That's just dumb.
The Great Horace Trahan with That Butt Thing is the name of the song.
Who sings it?
Horace Trahan.
Oh.
And the new Osun
Express. It's one of my favorite songs. We gonna do that butt thing.
I just like chasing big... What a lyric. I don't need John versus Genius for that.
Nope. What does that song mean, Del?
We gonna do that butt thing?
But the deeper meaning.
I don't think we need a breakdown of the lyrics. He's pretty clear.
Yeah.
I don't want... Yeah, we know what you like, Horace.
We know.
Did you
see the Bears fan on Wheel of Fortune?
No.
So it says Chicago Bears QB. That's the subject. And it has four letters on the top and six letters on the bottom. And the third letter is an L. And the last two letters are O-N. I'd like to solve that puzzle. Russ Wilson. And then... Nope.
Or not.
Andy Dalton.
That is the deal.
How much is that? How much of a letdown? Now, I listen. Honestly, though, is this a death knell for Ryan Pace and for Nagy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're done.
Andy
Dalton can. I don't care how well Andy Dalton plays.
No, Andy Dalton can play. He played pretty well last year.
They had to franchise Allen Robinson because they know they have to.
By the way, he accepted the franchise too.
By the way, there's. They may get a new running back.
They may get a new running back. The Bears.
They could deal Andy Dalton. They could deal.
Robinson
for a new running back.
You have a running back in mind?
Mm-hmm.
Who needs a receiver who also has a running back? Mm-hmm. Let's think.
NFC running back.
Zeke?
I'm not going to say
how could they going to pay another receiver?
What?
I'm going to let y'all figure it out.
By the way, the Texans have a new punter. Cameron Johnston. 3 years, $8 million with the $1 million signing bonus. They replaced Brian Anger with a more expensive punter?
Must be a really good one. They're trying to win special teams. The Houston Texans are leading the league in signings of free agents. And they're not big name guys.
No,
they're
all special teams guys.
This is a Daryl Morey thing where next year you're going to look and
there's nobody.
40% or 50% of the roster will look totally different.
Okay, and how opposed are you that nobody, you don't recognize one guy from 2 years ago?
Not opposed at all.
Okay.
That's the way it needs to be.
You know what I'm not opposed to?
But these guys aren't like, we'll see in 3 years guys either.
No, they're not. They're all one-year deals.
That's fine.
Well, except that three. Most of these guys are all one-year deals. Let's talk right now about HRP. HRP.net, 281-8065-25. Or HRP.net. I'm not opposed to seeing HR if I have to. Chances are, I'm in the course of my career, HR was not nearly as prevalent. The boss used to just come in and say, hey, you're an idiot. Shut up or something. You know, and that's how you did it. That's not how you do it anymore. You need an HR department that's actually going to take care of issues. Otherwise, your business could be in jeopardy if you handle HR issues incorrectly. You need a company that's going to take, and you don't need to hire someone at your smaller company that is going to do HR. Let HRP do all that work. This is what they do for us. They do that for a ton of businesses. It's the best way to go. Plus, the payroll is second to none. Plus, when you get to tax time, which is what we're doing right now, it is second to none. If you're looking for the best way to go about this, to get your payroll and your HR and everything else, all you got to do is go to HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So I'm not seeing it. Is it on Barstool, though?
No, Sarah Barshop.
Twitter. I thought you said Barstool. Okay. Sarah Barshop has... That's Sarah Barshop. How come she's not? Is she Sarah Barshop? Here it is.
Yeah.
Okay. A fifth and sixth lawsuit were also filed against Deshaun Watson on Thursday night.
When it comes to.
So you know it. Okay. Watson assaulted and harassed plaintiff by touching her with his penis and exposing himself. Watson's behavior is part of a disturbing pattern. Brings us minimal compensatory damages. So that's one of them. What are the other ones you saw?
As I go down her Twitter feed. So defendant Deshaun Watson, so you know him, setting up who he is. Plaintiff is a licensed esthetician who offers various services such as back treatment and body scrubbing. The spa for which the plaintiff was working scheduled Watson for a treatment with plaintiff. Watson also contacted plaintiff directly to book an appointment. During these sessions, Watson assaulted and harassed plaintiff by touching her with his penis, trying to kiss her, and exposing himself. And then it goes on to Watson's behavior as a part of a disturbing pattern. So these are just similar in some cases, but now, but also we have the kissing aspect of it. But yeah, once again, alleged to have tried to touch a woman, and in this case, did touch a woman with his penis.
Again, with the touching with the penis. He's a serial penis toucher now.
Well, he serially tries to touch women with his penis.
Allegedly.
All of them have alleged that his penis did touch them.
No,
not the first one.
Yes, the first one said that too.
He moved in a way. He exposed it, I thought.
And the tip, and then he moved in a way with the second one, and now this one touching with, and then kissing. There's kissing added to it, so
yeah, that's a bit different from previous lawsuits.
So it's a bit more romantic.
Do you know who's out there answering calls? Can you be
Julia?
Yeah, can you?
She's a hockey fan. She gets this.
She's also does she also believe only Chicago pizza is thin crust? She doesn't believe in that deep dish stuff nonsense that you talk about all the time.
No one believes in that. Just try to
she's from Chicago.
Yeah. Julia doesn't believe in that because she's from Chicago. She knows we don't eat deep dish pizza. Deep dish pizza sucks. It's all you visitors that came and thought it was.
Do you hate it because it's something put on you that's not real, or do you hate it because it sucks?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Or you just don't like it.
You don't like the fact that you have to deal with it.
I'm like Deshaun. I'm going to fight this to the furthest extent.
You know what you shouldn't say? I'm like Deshaun. Don't say I'm like Deshaun.
I would not keep doing that.
It's not something you should say about yourself.
You're going to get Deshaun's attention.
What?
Or the Deshaun Hives attention.
No, it's more about him. Don't say you're like Deshaun. It's not a compliment to you right now.
Oh, that's true. Well, deep dish pizza is not a compliment either to anybody.
Ravens fans, brace yourself. If the Ravens sign Kenny Galladay, another ring.
Why is he getting out of this?
I'm going to read anything I can on Twitter. It starts with deep dish and it turns into some kind of stuff.
Stuff. Things.
If the Ravens got Kenny Galladay, that would actually be a great addition.
Yes, they need him.
That would be a great addition.
Yeah.
If they sign Kenny Galladay.
They could use Kenny Galladay. Although Kenny Galladay, I don't know, maybe he didn't like it in Detroit because they weren't winning. Maybe you know what? Going to a place with that's winning, it changes attitudes too. I've heard some things about Kenny Galladay that you're like, not sure. But he's talented as all get out. So here are a couple of, here's a couple more. And it's not much different than the other ones, right? It's these Deshaun.
Yeah, the one that clearly got everyone's attention besides the initial Deshaun Watson doing stuff like this is the forcible oral sex. These are similar to the first and second one that we've read about him trying to touch a woman with his penis and now exposing himself when they did not want him to do that. The one difference is apparently he kissed her. I don't know if just call her a massage therapist, but whatever her title is, he kissed her. She didn't want that to happen, and it's part of a lawsuit. So, and the sixth and seventh one haven't been published. At least Sarah Barshop hasn't put it out there yet. But seven lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson, and all of people who would massage him. That's his thing, the massage part of it at least. The alleged stuff is a different story.
They're alleging it starts one way. But if you find a pattern, this is something where Deshaun... I don't think... I think what you're going to find is this is going to somehow get worked out. It's going to have to be from a financial... there's no way that Deshaun's side wants this to go to court just because they don't want details coming out. Whether they don't want anything coming out, even if it's only partially true or whatever, if it's going to be salacious like this and they're leaking it and the numbers keep going higher and higher, why in the world would you want to? I'm just thinking out loud here. I mean, you'd want to clear your name,
yeah,
certainly, but you also don't want all this stuff coming out if there's partial truths in there. You'd rather just like that's
it's too- too, it's unless,
it's too personal.
Unless, well, and unless there's, I mean, there's just too many instances now that there isn't some, I mean, there's so much smoke now that somewhere there's a fire. Somewhere there's, just too much smoke.
At a minimum. Or,
unless all of these women are.
Came together and decided we're going after them. Well, I mean, at a minimum, this one wasn't at a private location, so we're going to know, we're going to be able to easily find out whether he was actually there, because this was at a spa. This wasn't a home or, right. or a hotel.
First, all of them, the Houstonian
too.
The hotel.
There'll be proof.
No, I mean, it's easy to find.
There'll be proof of whether he was there.
Wait, yeah. wait. How do you? Oh, yeah. You couldn't. They wouldn't necessarily know if he's at a spa.
Well, they would have. Oh, Deshaun Watson.
Witnesses that's home.
Does he go under on a pseudonym? How are they not going to know?
What kind of spa? You mean just a?
If he makes an appointment at a spa, they're going to know.
Well, if it's a spa, unless that's what it's I'm just saying. One of the.
Well, we don't know, but it said it's a spa. I don't know what that means, but if it's an actual spa,
if it's one of those, then.
And they all have cameras, right?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
I just know this.
I mean, you just have witnesses. Yes, Deshaun was here.
Yeah,
now,
that too.
Now, if he's
recognizable,
if he's staying at the Houstonian, then his name will be there. But Deshaun could just say, look, that didn't happen like this.
No,
yeah,
we know.
I was here. That didn't happen like this.
But we're going to at least probably know that he was at this point. Yeah. So that will be true at a minimum. Yes.
At a minimum. Yeah. All of this is.
Oh, no. At a minimum, he's got a. This is a massive. This is a. For a guy who cares as much as he does about his reputation, as everybody
destroyed.
Should care about their own reputation, I would too. But Deshaun, this is really a. Big. This is really a big hit for him moving forward as this gets higher and higher, and people are going to have to grapple. They'll have to grapple with their consistency, because people who claim that they want to keep that same energy for everything, now they are going to have to keep that same energy with dealing with, do they believe all women? Do they believe in their quarterback? Do they, whatever their energy is, we'll see how it changes.
Who was it on Twitter that Deshaun told him to keep that same energy?
Pat Starr.
Well, never mind.
It is, but Pat just had a video of Deshaun making what he thought was in a series of glowing posts. There's one thing where Pat said, here, Deshaun misses this guy. And he's like, keep that same energy. And I was at the time taken aback, like, why in the world does Deshaun
care
so sensitive about that?
Listen, now we've seen the Bill Cosby face on Deshaun. Let me ask you, the Texans go to Buffalo. Are they going to be jumping on massage tables? Are they, I mean, with the hole for the face? That's what they're going to be breaking when the Texans come to town.
These things feel pretty sturdy. I don't think you may injure your back.
Oh, you mean like the tables they jump on now?
No, those plastic ones aren't. That's why they do it. That's why they use that wrestling.
Well, guess what? You get a table and you cut a hole out for the face and you say,
oh, no.
This is Deshaun's table.
Oh, is Deshaun going to take crap on the road?
Oh, my God.
What if he goes to Philadelphia?
Every tailgate is going to have massage tables out there.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my. It's going
to
be.
Fauci needs to shut this down. No more tailgates.
What?
Yep. No tailgates allowed.
What?
Yep. Fauci, tell him.
The signs in different. Hey. Deshaun rubs me the wrong way,
Houston, not we only have a
has
problem.
Houston been, no, not that.
Oh,
not only has the Houston Texans been a laughing. Now it's up. They're going to up it. This organization cannot be a bigger joke and now the face of the franchise on top of the owner of the franchise. On top of the worst general manager in league history,
O'Brien.
Yes,
and on top of Easterby, the man who's had multiple articles written about him.
I mean, what a joke!
You know,
this organization has turned into.
I think the first taste of it we'll see is, you know, signs are a big deal for this entity. College Game Day, Clemson plays Georgia this year.
Hold on. They're careful with those.
They sneak them in.
Well, let's see if College Game Day comes back and everything.
I imagine by the time September rolls around.
You know, did you see Fauci saying once you get. Now, right now, I understand what. Hey, even if you're vaccinated, you still only wear a mask. I get all that stuff. But at Game Day, you think Game Day will be a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
You think it'll be limited how many people can be there? Maybe they'll cut the number back?
Not at full stadiums. Not if they're having full
stadiums. I don't think it's. If vaccines are available to everyone. And now that this they're available.
You're talking about September and October.
You know, my friends got vaccinated at HEB.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. CVS, HEB. You could get it at HEB. They just got online and got it.
I applied somewhere and haven't heard word one from them.
It's going to be, you're not doing it aggressively enough. Mm. You're like saying, I can't, I got to golf. You won't get vaccinated if it, like you wouldn't dare take a day off of golf.
No. Why would you do that? No. I mean, I got to do it on the day I don't have any golf planned. That's for sure. But I haven't heard word one from them. So they can screw you. Okay. 713-780-3776, 944 ESPN 975. 713-780-3776. Carrie, we'll get you in on the other side. Don't worry.
You're listening to ESPN 975. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big news out of the Texans. They've signed Alex Erickson, wide receiver. Been with
white
the
boy super squad.
Yeah, another
Wisconsin.
White guy.
Wisconsin. He's not a bad player. He's a return. Yeah, he's got some return game to him.
Yeah.
Have
it is.
Special team.
Bolsa to return game.
It's not bad. Alex Erickson's not a bad. I mean, this frankly is the end of Kiki QT to me. I don't know why you keep rolling with Kiki QT.
And Kiki was a problem.
He can't ever stay healthy.
Only that, they had Kiki issues anyway.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean,
so who are we looking at now?
This whole roster is going to be
Andre Roberts, Alex Erickson, Randall Cobb. This is mismatched toys. Obviously Brandon Cooks, Isaiah Coulter.
Well,
those are the five that I can remember.
Dante Moncrief.
Yep, I think he's more camp body, and we'll see if he can make a team. Coulter needs to take a step up this year in his second year as a 6th-round pick because he wasn't Nick Caserio's pick.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I wrote him up. I think he's got talent.
Was he?
I gave him a 6.0 developmental grade.
Well, how come he?
I think he's got the ability.
We got Hanson.
Chad Hanson. Is he not a free agent?
Is he
still at the squad?
He's a white boy super squad. I mean, he's perfect. He's perfect for the organization. I mean, you lost JJ. You got to have somebody that's going to take over for JJ here. Chad Hanson, perfect.
Face of the franchise now?
Yeah, a white guy we can all root for.
What? What's the matter with you?
I don't.
It's Kerry's turn to get in here. What do you say, Kerry?
Hey, guys. Hey, just to switch up the conversation a little bit. I've been working on this. I've been doing research on this for about a year and a half now. Talking about the Astros, but after 2017, when we won the 2017 World Series, everybody was happy, including Crane. I think he gave AJ Hinch an extension. And then 2018 hit, we lost in the American League Championship to Boston.
We're having a hard time hearing you. Hey, Kerry, we're having a real. Can you speak into your phone better, please? We're having a hard time hearing you. Can you hear us? Yeah, go ahead.
Better? Okay.
That's
I don't
better.
Know if you heard it. But
no, we didn't hear it. Go ahead. Do it again.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So 2017, the Astros win the World Series. 2000, and Jim Crane, I think, gave A.J. Hinch an extension. 2018 comes, and we lose in the ALCS series to the Red Sox. And the reports at that time were that Crane was having difficulty with A.J. Hinch. 2019 comes, and do y'all remember when Hinch pulled, I think it was Greinke, and instead of putting in Cole, he put in Will, who was it?
Will Harris. Go ahead. Yeah, we remember that.
Yeah,
well.
Will Harris.
Yeah, 8 outs to go. Yeah.
So, okay, then the reports I heard was that were that Crane was really upset with A.J. Now, I've got a guy down in Florida that saw Crane and Mike Fiers talking over a beer. The next week, Mike Fiers reported the cheating scandal. A.J. Hinch was then punished by the league, but instead of just punishing him with a suspension, Crane fired him because he was so upset with A.J. Hinch. You believe that? That happened.
So what is your suggestion, that Jim Crane wanted to total his franchise and out a cheating scandal just to get Hinch out of here?
Come on. It's an obvious conspiracy between Fiers and Crane.
Seems unlikely.
We just wanted to make sure that that was not real. Like, we just want to make sure you're making a joke, because
is this Dr.
you can't tell
Evil?
Anymore. Like, you honestly, I thought, does this guy actually believe that? I mean, this conspiracy.
No.
So he created.
Wait a minute. I want to ask you a serious question, Kerry. Are you being serious and you do believe this?
No, he's not being serious.
No, listen. Kerry, do you actually believe this?
Yes, he does.
That happened.
Yes, he believes this.
I got cut off. Did anything I say didn't happen?
Well, I don't know.
We don't know. We're believing you that Mike Fiers and...
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? You really think that was a serious call?
No, we don't, actually. That's the point.
John did.
Well, my point is this, real quick. My point is that these conspiracy things about the Texans, that's like your washer and dryer not working and you want to burn down your entire house. That's how stupid these conspiracy theories
exactly.
are.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. No, okay. Yeah, okay. I thought you were.
I wish.
Okay, you're just making up stupid story.
Yeah.
To prove how stupid these conspiracy theories are.
Yeah,
I get it now.
I mean, I wish.
See how you got tricked?
No, I didn't get tricked.
You got tricked.
I just said how dumb it was. I just said how dumb it was because it's dumb, and he's right. You know, in a roundabout.
I wish
you
would have been a little
bit
more
succinct. So tell me,
more succinct.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Tell me that didn't sound like something that somebody would say though.
Yes, it does.
That's where we live now. We live in a world where he starts off immediately with something crazy. Mike Fiers and Jim Crane were having a beer, and then this was all set up so he could get out of this money, and then you're like, what? But what's crazy is all these things that we think, y'all are like, this isn't real, right? This is a joke. And then you realize the people aren't joking. Yes, the conspiracy people are – everyone thinks it's just QAnon stuff. Oh, no. There's lots of conspiracy people running around over all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's over all kinds of stuff.
And
you can
like,
find them easily.
Dale, why don't you like talking to people? Well, case in point. Most people have the intelligence
Plus,
level if they're doing this.
The 5G and when the towers are what they're doing.
That's not why I don't like talking to people. Because most people are of this intelligence where they believe this stuff. And do I really want to populate my life with them? No.
Not most people believe this.
I think a lot of people believe them. More people. Look, and you know what? You're right. Probably not most people. But you know what I don't want to do? Start deciphering who does and who doesn't. It's easier just not to talk to anyone.
Just stay away from people altogether.
It's easier for me. Because, you know, you might like someone and then a year from now you hear them say something stupid. And you're like, why did I spend a year being your friend?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, 954 ESPN 97.5. Before you go, you are breaking. I haven't seen anything about this guy, Louisiana Tech. I know that my boys were there yesterday at Louisiana Tech.
I put it out there yesterday.
Milton Williams,
defensive tackle / defensive end. I think he's going to end up being what people wanted Ed Oliver to be. He's 6'3", 284. These are all verified numbers. A 31.5-inch arms, which is a little short. He ran a 4.65 40. He's 284 pounds, once again. Let me make sure you know that.
That's what Jerry Rice ran.
One guy had him at a 4.61 with the wind and a 4.69 into the wind. A 4.69 into the wind. He's faster than Najee Harris. Trust me when I tell you that. His vertical leap was 38.5. That's better than most wide receivers. His broad jump was 10 feet, 1 inch. His three-cone drill was sub-7. One team had a 6.99. The official results, I think, were a 6.87. Those are wide receiver three-cone drills. And his short shuttle was a 4.25 and a 4.33. The official total came out 4.33. That's like a running back. This guy had testing numbers that were absolutely through the roof. He is going to be – his numbers are being compared to J.J. Watts and Aaron Donald's. He is going to be – a guy that shoots up the draft board. And that's just something that's interesting. He's a guy who's Louisiana Tech produces some pretty good football players and pretty interesting draft.
What's his tape like?
Tape's good. I think the tape could be better, but he was also in a scheme and a system that did not, like, kind of held him back a little bit. And then you see the flash and you're like, holy crap. And so when I talk to teams about him, I'm like, I like them, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to go too high. And the team's like, no, he's really good. And they see the flashes and they say, this is who the kid can be. The flash, you grade the flashes with him because the scheme kind of held him back a little bit. 284 pounds with 31.5-inch arms when you're a defense tackle, that's a little bit of a concern, but that's Ed Oliver. He's quicker with short area wiggle is a little quicker than, although I don't think his numbers were better necessarily than Milton Williams, but just a guy to keep your eye on. He won't be a Texan. Don't worry. He won't make it to them in the third, I don't think.
He won't last till the third? Mm-mm. Somebody, one of your people that are following said, Pats in the third round for sure. Book it.
Yeah.
He'll be a second rounder?
I think he'll be a second rounder, yeah.
All right.
What you about, don't put up these numbers and not.
What round did you get your grill in?
Oh!
I'll tell you what round I got my DCS grill, first round. It was a first round pick. I am telling you right now, I love my grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. I'm going to use it tonight, as a matter of fact. I love my grill, and you're going to love your grill too. And what they've got going on at Texas Star Grill Shop, it is awesome. If you're looking for the best grill in the market, they are spectacular. Listen, this ain't a mom and pop business. We've been talking about Rick and Michelle for years, but they have got, this is a 4 different locations now. They've got a warehouse that is housing literally thousands of grills. They are the delivery and installation is free, and it is spectacular. The selection is second to none. They've expanded at 59 and Shepherd 3 times to where it's not only just all the grills, but it's all the accessories, it's all the chips and coal that you need, and it's meats that are unbelievable. Texas Star Grill Shop spring sale is going on right now. This is the time when they move a ton of grills because summer is coming up, and this is when you're going to be outside grilling. It's the best. Free assembly and delivery at all 4 Houston locations. Save big. TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.